Nashville voters resoundingly rejected the multi-billion dollar transit proposal Tuesday, telling officials to find another way to respond to the city's growth and traffic congestion. In the end, it wasn't even close. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that more than 60% of Nashville voters went against the plan.
The election drew a surprising turnout of more than 120,000, and the message was clearly against this set of transit projects. Among the reasons, the tax increases were too great, the plan didn't reach all the right areas, and some worried about the disruption of carrying out such a large civic project. But Jeff Obafemi Carr, who represented the referendum opponents, said Nashvillians' emphatic rejection of the plan does not mean that his side can stop working.
We pledge to stay active in this debate, and we pledge to be a part of a constructive conversation that advances the city, moves us forward, and puts us in a place where we solve the issue that Nashville wanted solved, and that's traffic congestion.
He also called out what he saw as a gap between neighborhoods and downtown leadership, saying some people felt left out of the plan. Mayor David Briley, in a statement, said residents agree something must be done, that traffic problems aren't going away, and that he'll start work immediately on developing a new plan. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.